Hey, history freaks. I'm tired as heck, but let's talk about this horrible period in history. 87 years ago. No, I'm just playing. Okay, no, really, let's get into it. The year is 1890 in South Dakota. The sun is shining, it's a bit cold, but the weather is beautiful. The smell of nature's perfume is prominent. It's almost a perfect day. The Sioux tribe was performing a ghost dance ritual in their traditional native attire. This dance was believed to return the way of natives and banish the white men. The 7th Cavalry was ordered to force Sioux out of their land and home, then relocate them to a reservation in Omaha, which is approximately 420 miles away. The Sioux were not fond of any white man. They were resistant to surrendering their weapons, but before you knew it, a scuffle broke out between an Indian and a soldier. Apparently, this Indian was deaf and misunderstood directions from his chief. As this confrontation grew, tensions were rising. Before you knew it, the Indian known as Black Coyote was killed, and this horrible, painful massacre began. Shots and cannons bombarded the land of the Sioux. The smell of gunpowder clung to the noses of those who ran. Blood carpeted the ground and the smell stung their senses. Smoke clouded the air and the people of the Sioux tribe wailed in horror. Men, women, and children were murdered, and even some of the 7th Cavalry were shot down by friendly fire. Many women and children ran to the flag of truce in hopes to find refuge, but were soon met with bullets that couldn't be seen zooming through the air. One of the women was seeking protection from the flag of truce, but just as she was about to approach it, this woman was instantly killed. Her child was still nursing, unknowing of its mother's death. The 7th Cavalry hunted the people of the Sioux as if they were animals. Children hid for their lives. The soldiers, as if they haven't killed enough, tricked these young boys into coming out of their spots, promising that they would be met with open arms, but instead, they met their demise. The boys were butchered to death. This massacre knocked the population of the Sioux to about a half. In the end, the 7th Cavalry was charged for their crime, but was later cleared. A scout even seemed to feel sorrow for these Indians. This massacre is what ended the Indian Wars. This is hands down one of the most heart-wrenching stories in history. Violence was so leading back then.